The school closed in the small town of Hanley Falls, Minnesota in the late 1970s. Many people wondered what to do with their old school building and how they could keep spirits up in a town that was losing population. Their creative idea is one that brings plenty of people here from across the country. It's next on The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Lori Johnson explains, it all began with something constructed in the Depression years.
It was a school. It was built by the WPA in 1939. It housed the Hanley Falls School District till 1978.
But when the school closed in the late 1970s, the local citizens didn't want to see their school demolished. Area farmers had an idea.
They all said, "We all have enough stuff in our sheds that we could fill up a museum." And they pretty much did.
Minnesota's Machinery Museum in Hanley Falls was born. The school building itself is quite large, but the farmers quickly filled it. But that didn't stop them from creating quite a place to visit here.
And then they've built three machine sheds. So we have a shed full of old tractors, a shed full of old vehicles, and a shed full of gas engines, and they're awesome.
The museum is mostly open from spring to fall, and there is one event that attracts people from far and wide.
We have a group of families that hold a threshing show the first weekend in August. They do threshing. We have a big sawmill. They bring in trees and walnut and cut lumber. They make homemade ice cream with a gas engine. They grind wheat and oats and into flour. Even run a washing machine with a gas engine. It's a lot of fun going on.
There are smaller events taking place throughout the year. Plus, there are many exhibits on pioneer life. It's quite a place, all created when local farmers turned their old school into a place to tell the story of farm life in the past. Traveling the countryside in Hanley Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.